Okay, so hello everyone. This is another short meditation session coming from a very quiet monastery. Actually, this here is Jhana Grove Retreat Center that you're seeing now, but the monastery also is very, very quiet at the moment. And what is remarkable is that even though the monastery is so quiet and there's nothing really happening, and when people come to see us, there's no speaking to anyone, or there's no kind of socialization or anything like that afterwards, still people come to the monastery every day just to drop off the food, cooked food and uncooked food, and to support the monastics. And it's remarkable. It's one of the things that you see, maybe especially in times of difficulty like the time the world is going through now with the coronavirus and all of this. Often it brings out the best parts in people. People become more compassionate and caring, and they come all the way to the monastery just to support us, driving often for an hour one way, cooking the food, and then driving back again. I mean, cooking at home, of course, and then driving it back again, and just to support the monastic sangha without really having anything in return, apart from the goodness that comes from living skillfully and living in kindness. And what a wonderful thing that is, and what a marvelous thing it is to be able to see that and observe that, and just to rejoice in other people's goodness in that way. It really makes for a better world. And I think this is one of the first things about the whenever there are difficult situations in life, it often brings out the best thing in people. And if difficult situations bring out the best in people, then maybe things aren't as bad as we think they are. Maybe there is a cloud with a big silver lining. Maybe it's actually more than a silver lining even, because of all the beautiful things that come out of that. So this is the first thing, one of the marvelous things about what is going on now, the sense of kindness that actually comes out of people from this, where this sort of things happen. And that is only one part of it. There's other aspects about the current situations as well, which makes it very positive in many ways. And one of those other things is, of course, the idea, and one of the things that I always found fascinating about the suttas, which relates directly to this, is the idea of right view. And the Buddha, when he talks about right view, especially when he talks about the Four Noble Truths, and what you find in the Four Noble Truths is the idea that sickness or illness is suffering, old age is suffering, death is suffering. And often it may seem so trivial, it may seem so obvious. Of course, everyone knows that illness is suffering. Do we really need to be told this? Is it really required? Old age and death may be a bit more obvious, but still, do we really need to be told these things? And the answer, of course, and this is what you see now with the situation of coronavirus going around the world, is precisely, yes, we need to be told these things. And the reason we are so surprised, the reason we are so don't really know how to deal with this situation, is precisely because we haven't contemplated these ideas of right view enough. And when you contemplate them more, when you think about them more, then the surprise and the attitude you have to these things actually starts to change. And this is why this actually matters so enormously. And sometimes you have to have the sickness in your face. And this is what is happening now with what we're seeing now around the world. It's really in your face. And it's only when it's in your face, it actually tells you, it becomes very obvious that this statement of right view of the Buddha, that only then does it really start to kind of drive home, and you start to understand that this really is an important matter. But sometimes we need it really in our face to be able to fully grasp what is going on. And this is really, so this is a chance for us all to kind of approach that right view and make sure that when the COVID-19 situation eventually fades away, which of course it will, this too will pass like everything else, when it eventually fades away, it leaves an imprint on our mind. We don't just allow it to fade away and disappear and not be there anymore, but we take this learning with us also into the future when that thing is gone. One of the problems in life is that when times are good, it is so easy to become complacent. And this is one of the reasons why when times are good, we forget about the illness, we forget about the old age, we forget about the death, precisely because things are going well. When things are going well, we get deluded and intoxicated by the enjoyment of the good times. And that intoxication basically makes us forget the reality of the world. COVID-19, coronavirus, gets us back into that reality. There's always another coronavirus waiting, lurking around the corner, waiting to come out. For that reason, we should never really forget about this and always keep it at the back of our mind. And then our attitude starts to shift. We start to think about things in a new way, and we get new priorities. And that is exactly what we're seeing now with all the kindness and compassion happening around the world, people supporting each other, a large amount of people volunteering to help out around the world. We're doing that here at the Buddha Society as well, and it's happening everywhere. It really does bring out the best in people. And for meditation practice, if you combine these two ideas, first the idea that this coronavirus, it changes your values, it makes you look at the world in a different way, it increases the value of the spiritual life, it turns you away a little bit from the worldly things, you see the limitations of the worldly things. If you combine that turning away from the world with looking at the compassion and trying to rejoice in the compassion and kindness around the world, these two ideas together, one takes you away from the world and the other one allows you to rejoice and feel happy because of the goodness in the world, it's a very powerful combination, because on the one hand you have the joy, and on the other hand you turn towards spiritual values and away from the world, and as you do that, it can really allow your meditation to blossom as a consequence. This is just one way of using this coronavirus situation to enhance the spiritual practice and to become better people, both for ourselves and also for the world around us. So let's do a little bit of meditation together, and let's try if we can use these ideas to enhance the practice. Okay, so as always, to start off by closing your eyes and sit comfortably in a nice and relaxed position. Meditation will last maybe for about half an hour or so. So in a posture that you can easily keep or stay in for about half an hour. And then feel your body. Feel the body to make sure that it is nice and relaxed. And allow yourself to relax just by waiting and allowing things to calm down. and just allow the world to flow by. Just be patient with whatever is going on, and remind yourself very briefly that the world outside is so inherently problematic and difficult sometimes. There's nothing there to be sought. There's no refuge in that world. The real refuge is within. So turn within instead. Allow the world to flow, but also let go a little bit of that world at the same time. And now let us try to bring a little bit of metta and compassion into the meditation. And to start off, just remind yourself of all the good people that exist in this world. Remind yourself of the qualities of this goodness, what it means to be kind, what it means to be compassionate, what it means to have this friendliness and warmth towards other people. What do these feelings feel like? What are these feelings felt like in practice? And let's bring up this idea of all the people in the world who have developed these qualities, often to a very high degree. And once you have a sense for these qualities, then you can direct your mind to a particular direction. Say the north, it doesn't matter where, just any direction will do. And then remind yourself of all these beings in the north, all these beings with these beautiful qualities in their heart. May all those beings, may you be well, and may you be free from suffering. And bring your attention around now to the eastern direction. And again, remind yourself of all the good qualities of all these beings in the world. Thank you, everyone, for being part of this world. Thank you for being here and giving light and making the world a better place. May every one of you, may you be well and free of suffering. Yeah? And now bring your attention around to the southern direction there. And again, establish this idea in your mind of all these wonderful spiritual qualities in the beings in this world there. And in the south, you also find the devas, these beings living and existing in higher realms, who have developed these qualities to a very pure and beautiful degree here. All those devas in the world, thank you also for being part of this world, for making the world a more beautiful and bright and caring place. For all those beings in the southern direction, may you be well and free of suffering. Now bring your attention around to the western direction. And now also incorporate all the animals into the meditation. All the animals who are so vulnerable to the sufferings and problems of the world, may they too be well and happy. Thank you, all the beings in the western direction. May all of you be well and happy. And now coming close to the end, just come back to your breath or the present moment just for a few moments. And before we come to the very end, ask yourself, as I usually say, how do you feel now? And if you do feel more at ease, more peaceful, more mindful, if you feel more kind, or whatever it is, ask yourself why that is the case. What is it that makes this process actually work? Okay, so that is the end of the meditation for now. So I wish you all the best of luck with your practice.